Hot off the press, the press, the press. A, the B, the C, the D, the E, the F, the G, the H, the I, the J, the K, the L, the M, the N, the O, the P, the Q, the R, the S, the T, the U, the V, W, X, Y, Z.
You seen it. I'm not making this up. I am not making this up. Terrence Bud Crawford went to the Twitter twit again. You see it right there on the screen. What does it say, ladies and gentlemen? Which is worse? Who? Which is worse? Which is worse? Listening to your lies or looking at your wrong choice of words? If you're not misspelling them, you're using the wrong choice of words, brother. Which is worse, losing and not making it to the playoffs, or not making it to the playoffs and losing? Son, which is worse for you? You have lost before, but you continued on. You should know that. You're a sports, you're an athlete. Duh. Ain't nothing worse about losing. You just pick yourself up and try at it again, which you did, and you became a champion. Moral to the story, you ask a question of the, you know the answer to the question you ask, and you ask a question that just makes no sense. But let's get off the playoffs. Let's go back to which is worse. Help me out this one, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody help me out. I'm asking for it today, y'all. I'm asking. He said, which should it matter if a boxer uses incorrect grammar outside the world of boxing? Should it? Well, we're gonna dig into this, and I'm gonna tell you, you know, my feeling on it. But which is worse? You see it. You see it. I didn't make it up. That right there is actual fact. You can go to his page right now, and it'll show you. He has 326,000 followers. Go to his page. Could have more by now. That lets you know this right here is real deal. The official Terrence Crawford. He wrote that. Which is worse? It's not so much of the question. I mean, for the fact the question comes from him, that's a little bothersome with him being an athlete. It's that which is worse. I'll take a drink of water on this one. If I was his son's grammar teacher, I would be disturbed. I really would. I would have to have a parent-teacher conference as what in the world is going on in the home. Which You see it. Bring it back up, y'all. Bring it back up for me. You see it on the screen right there. Which is worse? I'm going to give y'all a minute to talk to me. Tell me something. Which is worse, ladies and gentlemen? Which? Magic tricks. Which? Terrence Crawford. Tell you what I'm going to do, brother. I'm going to do this right here. I'm going to go back to something that you said, Terrence Crawford, to on The Last Dance. And you said you were guaranteed $10 million from Black Prime for the fight with David Avanesian. That's what you said. Not what LB Urban Voice Media said, but what you said. Y'all look at this.
Been reported, bud, that they're paying you $10 million for this fight. Is that accurate?
Gotta get the money. Gotta get the money.
Is that just for this fight, or is it for a series of fights? Like Adrian Broner said, he has a series of fights, he says, for $10 to $12 million.
No, it's just a one fight deal. It's a one fight deal.
Now, he agreed. Terrence agreed that he's getting $10 million for that David Avanesian fight. Now, go back to the other one, y'all.
How do you know this?
Check this out right here. I'm going to go a little further down. That's a debunker right there, if you read that right there. This right here is the Nebraska state rules and regulations for boxing. And it says right there, no contested. It says contract item number 002.05. No contested will be paid before a bout. No contestant will be paid who does not complete the terms of the contract or who is deemed by the commissioner to the put forth less than a maximum effort. Stop right there. First line before the period. No contestant will be paid before a bout. He just sit there and admitted to Brian Custer that he got paid half of the $10 million he's supposed to be getting. That's why I said when I started it out, I said, I don't know what to believe, his lie or his choice of words. I don't know what to believe. I don't know which is worse. Thank y'all. Thank you. Which is worse? I don't know. This is scary. This really, really is. This is witchy scary. Mm-hmm. Very witchy scary. Frightened. I'm scared. Don't turn off the lights. Because I don't know which way to go. Mm-hmm. Terrence, brother, is very easy. It's very easy. Let's say your story with Brian.
Personally, I don't know.
Let's say your story here. Let's say this story is actual factual. You told the truth here. Let's say that. All right. You told the truth. You got your $10 million. Let's just go ahead and say that. Terrence got $10 million. Let's say that. All right. I'm sure a publicist, I can't even speak now. Which I can't speak. I'm sure doesn't cost that much money, Terrence. Come on, man. Why are you doing this right here to yourself? Why? What's the purpose, man? You made $10 million, so you say, and yet you can't get someone to go on Twitter, Instagram, blase, blase, and be a publicist for you. You can't do that. There's no one in the household that knows the correct choice of words to use, Terrence. You're a businessman. That's the reason why this question right here is up. Should it matter if a boxer uses incorrect grammar outside the boxing world? If that boxer calls himself being the leader of the pack, meaning the promoter, meaning the negotiating agent, also the boxer. But he's the businessman making the transaction, making the deal work. It does matter, because when you do stuff like this, it makes it hard, Terrence, for a promoter to take you serious. It makes it hard, Terrence, to say, hey, you know what? We can come to the table and expect half and half from this person when you don't know which word to use. Which brings me to something else, Terrence. It's too easy. People, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. You see that? You see that? Let's do this right here. Don't get mad at me, Terrence. See this right here? Yeah. It's too easy. I'm not saying nothing. All I'm saying is it's too easy. It's too easy. Too easy. Mm-hmm. Very, very easy. You said you made $10 million, yet you have not shown that you've put that $10 million to good use. Now, people, don't get me wrong. I have read up on Terrence. Terrence has, from what I read, Terrence does a lot in the community and he does a lot abroad. Don't get me wrong. But what he hasn't done is worked on that education. That's what he hasn't done. Especially with you being a bit, see, that's nowhere near 10 million. 549, 165, 485, 309, 409. Nowhere near 10 million. None of that, what I'm showing. None of it. For you to make 10 million. There's one more thing, Terrence, I want to show you. And it's called Grammarly. Brother. You may not even care, but you should. But you may not, but you should. On Grammarly, you can go to Grammarly, and Grammarly can help you. Like, here's a sentence right here where it says, I think we should be able to strike the right tone. We can. Strike the right tone. Add punctuation. It says punctuation does count. It counts. Whether you're saying and writing the correct things, scrutinize your writing, enhance your word choice. Oh, please, Terrence, someone who's in his circle, enhance his word choice. Now, I'll take you back to that on the screen right now where it says, should it matter if a boxer uses incorrect grammar outside the world of boxing? Now, take Mike Tyson, for instance. Mike Tyson was a very intelligent brother. Why? Because he read a lot. He read a lot. Did he use the mischoice of words? Yes, he did. But his intellect was so high. His IQ was so, his knowledge of substance was so grand. In most instances, it really didn't matter if he used the wrong choice of words, because the knowledge that he presented was higher than the normal boxer. And it's not to say, ladies and gentlemen, that a boxer is unknowledgeable. It's not to say that a boxer didn't go to grades 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's not to say a boxer didn't do a little bit of college. There has been some, and some boxing and probably in college. But when you do this right here, after you made $10 million, as you say, that's a problem there. Which is worse? I don't know. Terrence, I really don't know. I don't know which is worse for you, brother. But WITCH, son, you got, so you say. I don't know. That's all the words I'm going to use. So you say. You say you got the money. Use it wisely, brother. Get yourself a person inside your camp that can use the correct choice of words for you, because WITCH, it ain't working. It ain't going to take you far, brother. It won't. Those guys that can make the money happen for you will not, are not and have not taken you serious because they know who you are, which hurts you. We're just now, the fans are just now learning who you are. Those promoters have been around you for a long time. Some may not have worked with you. They've been around you, and they've been around people who have worked with you. And don't think they don't talk. It's just like all lawyers talk, judges talk, lawyers and judges talk, police, lawyers and judges talk. You think the promoters don't talk, Terrence? Come on, man. Sometimes you need to stick at what you do best and what you don't do best, which it shows every time you get on Twitter, is this right here. You got to stop it, bro. You got to stop it. Being your own PR person, that's not your strength. That's not your high note. Stay in the boxing ring. Stay in the gym. Stay at coaching. Stay at boxing. Stay within what you do. What you don't do is grammar. What you don't do is the correct choice of words. What you don't do is get on live TV and do this right here.
Reported, bud, that they're paying you $10 million for this fight. Is that accurate?
Gotta get the money. Gotta get the money.
He said he gotta get the money. Uh-oh. But lying. This right here, commissioner's contract rules. 002.05, no contestant will be paid before a bout. Buddy got to get the money. Brother, take care of yourself, man. You got $10 million. Wink, wink. You got yourself $10 million, bro. Take care of yourself. Utilize those funds that you do have, man, to the greater benefit for you. And the greater benefit would be for you to sit down and listen to some people. If you're going to be your own businessman, listen to some people and have them educate you on what to say, when to say, how to say, and where to say. Because when you say which is worse, that's the wrong way to say. Which hurts you. And I'm not talking about which. By saying that, ladies and gentlemen, until next time. Until next time. Terrence. Which.
Hot off the press. Off the press.
A, the B, the C, the D, the E, the F, the G, the H, the I, the J, the K, the L, the M, the N, the O, the P, the Q, the R, the S, the T, the U, the V, W, X, Y, Z.